Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I don't need a TV screen. I just stick the aerial into my skin. Let the signal run through my veins.
Greetings, kind listeners. This is Patrick Foster, and you are listening to the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. Everyone, I hope you're doing well out there. On behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and good friend Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this edition of Rockin' the Suburbs. And today we're going to have another installment of the What Was First series, where we explore what was the first release on certain labels. Most of these now have been suggested by our listenership and our community. And I want to thank everybody who's written in or called in or texted or tweeted to give us an idea for what we should use in this series. And we like to call them bite-sized history lessons, fun-sized history lessons, if you will. Today, I want to turn over to the email box and look at an email sent in by Nick Julichow. No Optus. You can call him Nick Factory Records if you want. And Nick, I know that if I pronounce anything incorrectly on this episode of the podcast that you will correct me. I appreciate that. I think I got some things wrong pronunciation-wise. He writes, "Hi, gents. Loving the bite-sized history lessons. A couple more ideas to cover." So he's written in here with a few ideas. One of those includes an Australian label that I have not heard of called Half a Cow. He says, "It could be of interest because of the link with Nick Dalton of the Lemonheads. I enjoyed their newsletter, heard it through the bovine." I had to get that in there. "Also enjoying your Book Nook series. Was not expecting a link between my two most regular listens, Suburbs Pod and Guardian Football Weekly, via Jim's reading a book by Wilson, The Guardian's Brain in a Vat. Keep up the great work. Signed, Nick." Thank you, man. I appreciate you writing in. And, of course, Jonathan Wilson is that brain in a vat that we're talking about. And Jim had been reading a history of football tactics written by Jonathan Wilson. But there is a label on here that Nick mentions, and I thought it was a really cool selection. And I thought we'd go ahead and feature that on today's episode of What Was First. And that label is Mute Records. There's some good information out there on the source of all human knowledge. Checks out really well, and it's written really nicely. So I thought I'd go over there and give you some background. What is Mute Records? Well, Mute Records was an independent label started in the UK right around the time of the punk explosion. And it was founded by a guy called Daniel Miller. Daniel Miller was a university student from 1969 to 1972. And during that time, he was studying at the Guilford School of Art. He became interested in synthesizer music. By the end of the 60s, he had become frustrated with the lack of experimentation happening in rock and roll. And he became interested in the sound of German bands like Can, Faust, Neu, and Kraftwerk. Cue a Harris King sound. Miller worked as a DJ in Switzerland before returning to England at the height of punk, which he enjoyed due to the energy and do-it-yourself attitude of the music. He later became interested in the electronic music scene and bands like Throbbing Gristle, Cabaret Voltaire, and these bands with their own DIY aesthetic and also electronics, two things he really liked, inspired Miller to create his own music. Using money from film editing, he gathered enough funds to buy a cheap 700S synthesizer and a TAAC four-track reel-to-reel tape recorder, leading to the creation of a band called The Normal. That's right, folks, The Normal. During 1978, Miller began experimenting with these synthesizers and tape deck, and he recorded a couple of tracks. One was called TVOD, and the other was called Warm Leatherette, both written by him. And he got the money together, and he had them pressed up. And as was the custom at the time, rough trade shops would do the distribution for independent artists and independent singles. And they undertook that with Miller's single on a label that he decided to call Mute Records. Miller originally formed this label just to release the one single. So he had plans to put this one single out, get his music out there, and, you know, kind of go from there. He didn't really have any big aspirations after that. But that's right, folks. The first release on Mute Records was The Normal, doing TVOD and Warm Leatherette. Now, why, Patrick, should I care about Mute Records? What has Mute Records ever done? What do I know about Mute Records? Well, I'll tell you why. You should pay attention, because things got pretty successful from there after this one single. Here's just a list, a partial list of some of the bands that have been released on Mute Records down the years, okay? Take a deep breath. Erasure, Fad Gadget, cool artist if you don't know Fad Gadget, The Birthday Party, Crime and the City Solution, Wire, Nitzer Ebb, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Demanda Galas, These Immortal Souls, Mark Stewart, Renegade Soundwave, Moby, Barry Adamson, Afghan Whigs, and John Spencer Blues Explosion, both released records in the UK on Mute. Depeche Mode, The Liars, A Certain Ratio, Plastic Man, The Swans, Yazoo, and M83, just a partial list. Eclectic, important, and all pioneering in their own way. Very individualistic and visionary artists that were on this label. But it all started all the way back in the year 1978 with The Normal, Mute 001. The A-side was TVOD. And let's take a spin of that right now.
TVOD. 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 TVOD, TVOD, TVOD. I don't need a TV screen. I just stick the aerial into my skin and let the signal run through my veins. TVOD. TVOD, 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 TVOD.
All right, I don't need no TV screen. I just stick the aerial under my skin and let the signal run through my veins. Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff by The Normal there. What did you guys think of that? Definitely had that lo-fi, homemade electronic experimental sound. Very appealing to me. I love that kind of stuff. I really do. Simplistic, yet it had enough overdubs. It has enough overdubs to make it really intriguing. And has got enough mystery and intrigue into it to also hold your attention. I find it really, really cool. I really like that song, and I've always liked this this pair of songs, and I can't remember exactly how I came across it. I think it was on a mixtape somebody gave me years ago, and I was like, what is this weird song? And ended up researching it and finding out what it was. Very cool stuff. So after the single came out, Miller met a guy called Robert Rental. And Miller and Rental began playing live as Robert Rental and The Normal. And it was around late 78, maybe early 79 at some point. The band was starting to get a little bit of a following and was actually invited to go on tour by Stiff Little Fingers, which had just released an album on Rough Trade. So it made sense. They were both being distributed by Rough Trade. They went out, played together. And by the time Miller came back, he found a whole bunch of demo tapes at his flat when he came back to London. And it was just kind of fascinating that all these people said, hey, here's a real record label, even though this is the first release. And he only intended it to be operational for that one single. And yet here it was. He had all these opportunities and started releasing records. One of those demo tapes was from an artist we mentioned, Fad Gadget, and he put out Mute Number 2, Back to Nature, in October of 1979. And then from there on, it was all the way down the line. They started putting out records, the Silicon Teens, more Fad Gadget, all kinds of stuff. And it just steamrolled from there. And gosh, they're, you know, way over 700 releases, at least just in singles. 500 albums, many best of collections. Depeche Mode has done some special stuff. The Inspiral Carpets. They reissued a lot of the Eraser stuff, the Yazoo stuff, all the Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds releases. It's pretty incredible. A band called Few put out a record called New Decade in 2021. They've got a whole bunch of sub labels that they created, including Blast First. They had a label for a while there that just did soundtracks. They had a Czechoslovakian label, a French label, all kinds of things. So it really grew into this massive, massive collection of labels. But it all started way back there in 78 with that one little single, one little synthesizer, one little four-track recorder. The B-side of the single, Warm Leatherette, is a very interesting song. It became a song later covered by many people. I know it best when it's been covered by Grace Jones. But there are several artists who have covered that down the years. So what an amazing impact this first two tracks made on a music world that was wide open to possibilities in the year 78. Pretty cool. Really good suggestion, Nick. Thank you so much, man. Mute Records, folks. Go and check them out. Some of those bands we mentioned, if you don't know them, definitely go and get them. And if you're a big fan of The Birthday Party like myself, make sure you know about Crime and City Solution and These Immortal Souls. Those are bands that are both connected to the original Birthday Party, as well as, of course, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Barry Adamson as well. Go check all that stuff out. That's one of the first series of groups I started collecting for my collection on Mute Records label, and I always found it to be a very cool and very intriguing label. All right, so we're going to play out with the B-side, Warm Leatherette from The Normal. And I want to thank everybody for listening. I'm glad so much that everybody's enjoying these What Was First suggestions. I'm looking at the list here. We've got over 46 suggestions right now in the queue. So we'll try to get to them whenever we have a moment. We have an opening in the schedule. And, you know, we're getting ready to head out to Chicago here in about a month for Suburbs Fest Midwest. And we want you guys to join us. If anybody feels like grabbing a flight and hopping out to Chicago, do it. Or just get in the car and drive your way out there. We have a discounted hotel rate that expires on July 5th. So make sure to sign up for that. Go to suburbspod.com and click on the Suburbs Fest banner. You can get all the information there. Also got one coming up in late September, early October in the Washington, D.C. area like we did last year. Always a lot of fun to see anybody connected to the community and hang out. So I want to thank Nick. And again, if you have any suggestions for What Was First, if you want to get your name on the list, I don't think we're going to go particularly in order. I may just put them all in a hopper and pull a name out and do it that way. So feel free to send in your suggestions. You can send an email to rock@suburbspod.com. You can find us on the social medias @suburbspod. And the excellent intern, Matt's always out there keeping an eye on all the correspondence channels, and he will let us know what's what and where's where and why is why. Well, maybe not why is why. I don't even know why is why, but anyway, is he still talking? I think he is. With that, folks, on behalf of my co-founder, co-host, and good friend Jim Linehan, this is Patrick Foster signing off. You're going to hear The Normal doing Warm Leatherette, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. See the breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. Hear the crushing steel. Feel steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm. Leatherette. Warm.
TVOD, bop, 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 TVOD, bop, bop, bop.